Karen Rosenberg is an attorney with the Disability Rights Center. The report her organization issued in September documents the case of a 22-year-old man nicknamed J.D. J.D. entered Lakeview Neurorehabilitation Center in 2012, and Rosenberg says, once admitted, his health declined precipitously.
He stopped eating. He wasn't taking his medications regularly. He lost almost 47 pounds. Yet the staff at Lakeview really didn't pay a lot of attention to what were signs of a significant health problem.
One morning, 72 days after he was admitted, two staff members in two separate instances noticed J.D. was non-responsive. But they didn't notify anyone or ask for assistance. A couple hours later, J.D. was naked in a puddle of urine and likely already dead.
We found chronic and acute staffing deficits.
Marilee Nyhan is the state's Deputy Commissioner of Health and Human Services. Governor Maggie Hassan had directed Nyhan's department to conduct this study, and Nyhan says the state report confirms a lot of systemic problems.
Deficits in training, communication, and crisis management, and a lack of program oversight and quality improvement functions.
A few examples. Entry-level staff at Lakeview are overworked, undertrained, and paid less than workers at McDonald's. Medical personnel do not communicate when a patient's treatment is supposed to change, and a Lakeview pharmacist was recently prosecuted for illegal possession of controlled substances. Lakeview deals with a very challenging population, adults and minors with brain injuries and severe disabilities. Problems are bound to arise. Still, the facility is licensed to treat 88 people, yet they have 500 incident reports a month. Karen Rosenberg says,
that sounds very high. You're not supposed to just write up reports. You have to actually use them to debrief and figure out how to do things better next time to avoid the incident.
In fact, there are so few staff at Lakeview that one crisis often starts a domino effect. In August, a staff member was asked to keep a client in his sight at all times, specifically because that client had run away before. But when a disturbance happened nearby, the staff member left the client alone, and the client disappeared into the woods at 7 p.m. The client was found at 11 a.m. the next morning by Fish and Game. This kind of thing happens all the time at Lakeview. So HHS has given Lakeview until December 31st to come up with a plan, and Lakeview says it is working with the state to comply. But the Disability Rights Center's initial report also raised another question. Why didn't HHS find this problem on its own and sooner?
We, DHHS, do as thorough of a job in licensing these facilities as possible, given the resources that are made available to us.
Deputy Commissioner Nyhan says HHS licenses almost 1,000 facilities in the state, and they try to do an annual review of each one. Those facilities are always notified before HHS staff come knocking.
It would be like saying, the way you would know that my house is in good order is when you come over for dinner. Well, I'm going to clean my house before you come over.
Joan Beasley is with UNH's Center on Disability. She has worked all over the U.S. with populations like those serviced at Lakeview. And she says when a situation gets as bad as it has at Lakeview, it tends to be a failure of the system on all levels, state, federal, local. In fact, she says residential facilities that work well tend to be embedded in a community with open doors, not isolated, like Lakeview.
We all have to take responsibility for the fact that we take vulnerable citizens, we put them in isolation, we don't really pay attention to what happens to them, and then when atrocities happen, we blame everyone instead of looking at ourselves and saying, how did we get here?
HHS will conduct two more reports on what happened at Lakeview, including an examination of what the department itself should have done differently to recognize the problems sooner. Karen Rosenberg at the Disability Rights Center says she's satisfied with this first report, but that questions are still looming.
What's going to happen next for these people? Are, you know, is Lakeview going to be able to continue to operate with minimal oversight from the department, or is the department going to really hold their feet to the fire? You know, even more importantly is that Lakeview doesn't really need to exist in today's age. We have the capacity and the know-how to serve people in their home communities.
Rosenberg says she's holding judgment until the full review is complete. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.